Any other terms that people use? Maybe funny terms.
Well, come a slush of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's see the. Gully washer.
Thought you might use that one.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you call a storm that has a lot of thunder and lightning in it?
Thunderstorm.
Electrical storm.
Yes, it's called thunderstorm or electrical storm, either one.
Do you ever have any bad winds around here? What kind of wind do you get?
Well, we have some tornadoes through here. We have had some. We don't have them very often, but we do have tornadoes here.
I've never been in one. What are they like?
Well, it's, you know what a strong straight wind is, how that is. The wind just twists.
Did you ever see a whirlwind?
Only in movies.
Well, they're just a huge whirlwind.
That's what they are. It's just going this way. The wind is.
If you were describing one to someone, it happened, say, last week, you'd say the wind's just...
Well, just a whirling.
Yeah. What do you describe it?
We was all but in one. We started, we saw it, and we thought it was going to hit the house.
Mm-hmm.
But we went towards an open field, and my husband laid my daughter down. She was small then, and laid that on top of her behind a huge bunch of bushes, and laid my other son, he was at home, on the opposite side from where the cloud was coming from, and told him to hold.
Hold on to a bush there.
Yeah. The storm or the tornado cloud pulled to, they will follow a branch or a river.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a holler, they say. A low place.
It basically crossing the holler and coming directly towards the house like it was aiming. It kind of pulled away from the house and followed the holler. And we was between the house and the main current of the storm. And it picked our barn up, and it made the whirl or two over our heads. It's like a whirlwind would a blade of fodder, or, you know, something. And then dropped it in the garden just a little ways from us.
That's really something. Did other things get blown away?
Oh, yes. They lost things. There was a big, a huge big tree, right, all about 5 foot from the back porch. But the suction. Off just a little ways from that main whirl, it is perfectly still. There's no air at all. Well, and it pulls everything towards that center circle, you know.
The vacuum?
They call it the eye of the tornado. Well, that's the center of where that's going around and around. And it pulled this big tree towards it, which it root-boarded the tree, but it pulled it away from the house. If it had, you know, come on, if it had went towards the house, it just went right across it. Big tree.
Well, I've seen several tornadoes close enough that I can just stand like here and see them right out there, but I've never been directly in the path of one.
What'd you do about your barn?
it just stayed there. It just was completely demolished, you know. It just picked it up and it just scattered it.
Picked up the rubbish and moved it out, didn't you?
And we had a fruit cellar. Like it was built partly on top of the ground, and it was built with logs, and then it was daubed with mud, you know, and then was a roof over that, but it was partly underground too, where we kept our fruit or potatoes and stuff in the wintertime, keeping them freezing. And it was covered with iron, sheet iron roofing, or galvanized roofing, we call. And some of that blowed off, they could come right over our heads, and one of them hit an apple tree at an angle, and it just cut it in two, just like it would have been, took a sharp knife, you know, and just cut it in two. I say it would have cut a human in two, just like a knife, you know.
It's amazing.
But it just, the force that's behind one of them is terrific.